are joined in studio today with Logan and Stanley from Arnie Safa. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, no, good. So you released your new single, Waste It, last week. How is that feeling? How is it?
I think it's good that it's out now.
Yeah,
it's been sort of brewing in the catalogue for a minute.
It's hit that perfect time of not listening to it since mixing, that now that it's out, I can listen to it again.
That's
and
fair.
Go, oh,
yeah,
that's right.
100%.
It's kind of
cool. Yeah.
It's nice kicking off some stuff coming up as well, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. How long was it in the works for? Because you guys have been playing it live for a while now, right?
Start of the year. It actually got written and part of recording... done over summer, I believe.
But just before summer.
Summer, the Inklings.
Yeah,
you came to me with it, didn't you?
Yeah.
In the music studio, yeah. Mm. But
So I guess summer's where it started. Probably finished it maybe February, to be honest.
Gee, so it's pretty recent then.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Straight out the door.
How's it been, like, what have you been hearing about it? What's the reception been like? All good things, or?
Well, I think people are liking it.
Either they're bad or they're lying to our face, but that's fine.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, people seem to like the outro, which is nice, because that was kind of a...
Yeah, that was a... Yeah, that was
difference
a little,
point, I suppose.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's cool.
Thanks, dude.
I like it. What's your inspo behind it? Like, what's it about?
So that one, I wrote the lyrics to that one. Yeah. And that was sort of about being very scared of wanting to do music as a living. Sort of a crisis. And it's just, to me, I was being quite mean, to be honest. Mm. Just talking smack about people who, oh, this is bad. Talking smack about people who do like a BCom for money type thing, and they're never happy with their job. But also envying that, because
we know
I'm so broke right now.
Understandable.
Yeah, there's a good line in there, which is, I don't want to be selling guitars in my 20s, which I think
it's starting to get real.
It's starting to get real.
Yeah. So that your favorite line in it? Got any other bits that are good?
That was your favorite line.
Go, Stanley.
I think I wrote something like,
we'd have more fun if we were naked.
That was a little throwaway line in there, but
yeah.
Mate, wait, come back to me. I might.
All right.
After song break or something, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, fair enough. So you said it's a little bit about music industry and all that. Have you got any musical influences behind it? Because it's a bit heavier than your other stuff, like especially the solo and the outro a little bit.
More the direction we sort of want to go. Because the stuff all before it was, well, to be honest, a lot of it was just stuff I was making in high school, which I'm not very proud of. Well, I don't like it, especially when people play. But that's the sort of. Well, we're trying to with this song and the few new songs that are coming out soon as well. Trying to sort of define our sound and saying that, this is who we are, I guess.
That's cool.
Influences, quite Strokes.
Yeah.
I was listening to Strokes quite a bit when we were doing that.
You can hear Strokes in it for sure.
Sweet.
Maybe
the end's just very... I'm not going to say it, but it was... I just thought it'd be good for Logan to go ham on that,
that was a fun day for me.
Yes, he did.
Stan just gave me the green light with both of it. We were recording, he gave me the drums and he just gave me the song and then said, record on this, which is a blessing and a curse, because it means you get that pure creative whatever you were thinking of on the day, but also you only had a day to practice, so it's usually rather sloppy, and Stan had to clean up all my drumming and my guitar work.
I forgot, Logan drummed on that as well.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Even though Eric smashes it way harder when we play it live.
But alas.
Too good. Yeah, so your songwriting process, is it more collaborative? So you're saying Logan did drums and guitar on it?
The song specifically or as a whole?
As a whole, or the song specifically?
I think we're getting a bit more collaborative now.
Yeah.
But usually it's sort of, I'll come up with something I'll come up with a I'll come up with something like on the acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
And I'll have like a melody with some lyrics, usually a hook, and then I'll sort of bring it to Logan. Oh, do you like this? And he'll hopefully say yes. Then I'll try to flesh it out some more, and then he'll work on some guitar parts. And I think it's a lot of bouncing. Once the skeleton's there, it's a lot of bouncing ideas off each other and saying, oh, I'm not sure about this.
Yeah.
This is great. No.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm kind of like a brick wall. I'll either just be no's or yes. Quite often it's just like, yeah, like you said, hitting things at walls.
Yeah. But
yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, it's a lot more enjoyable than, previous stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. So, live. My next direction was going. Live music. So you've been playing, a lot live this year. I don't know. I feel like...
Yeah, well, we're trying to. We're trying to get our name out there, put our...
Sure,
on the table.
So trying to without going crazy.
Yeah.
Like every single pint night.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Lots of pint nights.
I think we've only...
Oh, this year we haven't been too bad.
So far we've played two.
Yeah.
We're going to be playing one on Wednesday.
That's
Which we are hosting with our friends Leo Lily and Downside Up. And also Slush.
DJ.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And you're playing with Leo Lily on Saturday
Too? Yep.
After the 20th.
Yep, after... Yeah. After we play Hyde as well.
Oh, you're playing Hyde as well. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Big shift this week.
Good though. Fun stuff. How is it bringing your recorded songs into the live stage? Like, how do you feel like making the set list? You do lots of covers as well, which are always so good.
We're actually... Yeah. Thank you. We're actually trying to get away from the covers now. I think it's... I quite enjoy playing our original songs and sort of... Even the ones that we haven't fully recorded, it's nice being able to play it live and rehearse it and sort of flesh it out for the recording process as well.
For sure.
And it's always nice playing something we made and actually enjoy and are proud of.
Yeah.
You know?
That's cool.
Yeah, 100%.
That's good. Yeah. You can tell you've got, you have lots of fun up there. Great stage presence. Everybody in the crowd enjoys it. I enjoyed it at least.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, all good.
It's because we are having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So much fun.
Definitely not stressing, yeah. No.
Definitely not. It's your first release in a while, Waste It.
Yep.
The last one came out in September last year, and that was Stay for a Little.
Damn. Wow.
Yeah. It's been ages.
I can't believe forgot about the song, to be honest.
What was happening September last year?
What was happening September last year?
Don't know. Stay for a Little was coming out.
Yeah, wow. Stay for a Little was happening.
Most important event of the year.
I think so.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
So this one has come out recently, obviously last week. Does that mean we're getting more music, an EP, an album?
Oh yeah. So Waste It's going to be the sort of lead single for we've got an EP coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be coming out, I'd say, well, we'll see how the mastering and stuff goes, but it'll definitely be either late May, early June.
That's exciting.
And it's going to be 5 or 6 songs with Waste It. And I think the idea for that one's just going to be sort of the spectrum of the music we want to make, from sort of more sort of poppier, catchy tune to some pretty heavy stuff.
That's exciting.
Yeah, we're starting to play live, and I think we really enjoy playing live. So.
Yeah.
But that's the plan anyway.
Boop. Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Stan said it really well. I'm not gonna add on to that.
Thanks, man.
Have you got any stories from recording Waste It and writing it and anything interesting to tell?
Damn.
Crap.
Recording process.
How many takes did my guitar stuff take?
Oh, that was fine though. I'd give that. I think I just had to stop you at some points because there's a point where I'm just gonna start doing some glazing about Logan's crazy at guitar, but I'm picky as well, but there's a point where Logan will accidentally mute to one note of the solo. And, he'll re-record it. And I think, I was very happy with the turnout. I don't even think Logan was 100% happy with
I'm
the
I'm never happy with anything.
Yeah,
if exactly. It's not perfect, what's the point? I'm kidding, of course.
Are you?
I don't know.
Anyway, so we had to compromise there a bit. What else? Oh, for the drums, this is... I hope people understand this.
Yeah.
We had the metronome that goes while we're recording was broken.
Oh, that's right. That's a good story.
Yeah, we couldn't figure out how to fix it. So I had it in my headphones. Logan couldn't hear it at all, and I had to clap and a cappella the whole song for Logan.
Through a talkback mic.
That is...
Well, actually, it was coming through my... The metronome's coming through, but just really quiet.
Yeah.
And so
well, you're literally hearing, like... And just drumming to that.
Yeah, so...
I don't know how that sounds in the head.
Yeah, but it was just so quiet, so Stanley was just... And also, I didn't know the song very well, so he was singing the guitar lines that I was having to play along to, like...
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
And he pulled through. He pulled through.
Ah, studio magic.
Yeah, the music department. Shout out to them.
Anyway.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Not ideal, but like...
No, not ideal at all.
So, yeah.
Thanks, team.
Yeah.
Good. It's all good. Yeah. Have you got any final thoughts? Anything left to say? Anything more before we wrap it up?
Okay,
might as well let
you guys know what's happening. So we've got, like I said before, we've got the Pint Night on Wednesday. We're hosting that. It's free.
Yes.
Come. Study season's about to start up. Might as well have a break beforehand.
Exactly.
Then Saturday, Hyde. Mm. We also have Leo's gig.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a giveaway for that. Check it out on his Instagram. We're doing a live to wear here.
You are.
On Monday,
next
the
Monday.
Week after.
Yes.
And then we're doing, on that week as well, we're doing a gig in Wanaka with our good friends El Hotel.
Yes, that's also something to look forward to.
I guess for anything else, I guess you can just check out our Instagram at Ani_Safa. Oh, ANI_SAAFA underscore.
Yeah. You don't know what to dress up as for Hyde, so if you have an idea, text through to 021-272-3461 and tell us what to wear for Hyde.
Yeah. If you want us to wear anything.
Ooh.
Oh. Alright, I agree to that.
Anyway.
Cut to the song.
It's been Ani Safa, Logan, and Stanley. It's been an absolute pleasure having you in
Thank
the
you,
studio.
Thank you, Maddie, for having us.
Thank you.
This is their new single, Waste It. You're listening to Radio 1, 91 FM. Enjoy.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.